In mixed devotional service, you can attain to asakti and ruchi. No, 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 no. Asakti, attachment to Krishna, the actual attachment means without attachment to anything else. Asakti means attachment. So, that is an attachment to anything else but Krishna's service is an anartha. Something outside our necessity, an obstruction. So asakti, the stage of asakti, comes after the stage of anartha nivritti. Mixed devotional service is, that is allowed, but it is not recommended. Mixed devotional service it'll just keep us mixed up. We should always preach about pure devotional service. Otherwise, if we say yes, yes, mixed devotional service, it's all right, and do what, then we'll always remain mixed up with this material world. You may chant Hare Krishna with material desires, but we should hear clearly that we need to get free from material desires and fully surrender to Krishna. Then we can come from mixed devotional service to pure devotional service. One thing, that mixed devotional service means devotional service performed with motives other than surrender to Krishna, than being fully Krishna conscious. So what you and I are supposed to be performing is pure devotional service, not mixed devotional service. That our devotional service is still affected by material desires doesn't mean that it's mixed devotional service. Mixed devotional service means when it's performed with the consciousness of I want to go to the heavenly planets, I want to merge into the impersonal Brahman. That's called mixed devotional service. But when we're performing devotional service and our motive is to fully surrender to Krishna, then even though we have other desires, we're not cultivating those material desires. Therefore, the pure devotional service is described as anyabhilashita shunyam jnana kama dhyanavritam anukulyena krishna anushilanam bhakti ruttama. The pure devotional service, or the topmost level of devotional service, is that in which there is no cultivation of desires for material enjoyment or for liberation, but there is cultivation of serving Krishna without any motive. So mixed devotional service should never be encouraged. Otherwise, everything remains confused. This Mayavad means everyone, it's just confusing. Because no one can understand what it means anyway. The idea that you become one with God, you become everything. It's very dangerous to allow Mayavad to enter into Vaishnava society. Everything becomes a complete mess and confused. Then you can't understand who's actually a pure devotee, who isn't. We start to consider someone's a good kirtaniya because they sing in a sweet voice. But that doesn't please Krishna anymore. What Krishna is interested in the devotion. So we bring mundane perspectives into devotional service and everything becomes polluted. So this Mayavad should not be allowed in. It just, as is unfortunately being promoted, the CDs of some low-class people who, they have no motive for pure devotional service, but they sing nicely. I don't think it's nice. I wouldn't listen to them. I'd block my ears and run away rather than listen to such people. I mean, what is the meaning of this verse that Srila Prabhupada taught this? Avaishnava mokodgirnam putam harikatam ritam shravana naiva karatavya sarpochishta yatapayam. One should not hear the nectarian topics of Krishna from non-devotees. It's like drinking milk touched by the lips of a serpent. It has poisonous effect. So you may say, well, anyone who's speaking about Krishna or anyone who's singing about Krishna, they must be a devotee. Otherwise, why would they sing? But that verse is there. That non-devotees also do so. That means they're not singing or speaking about Krishna with bhakti, but they're like putana. They show some bhakti, but actually their motive is to kill Krishna. So we have to exercise discrimination and see the difference. But in Mayavad, there's no difference. Everything is considered all the same. And so pure devotional service is spoiled by allowing Mayavad in. Now you may say, well, this is fault-finding. You see someone's chanting Hare Krishna, you're finding fault. You're not supposed to find fault with devotees. Well, that is an important principle of devotional service. But it's also an important principle to distinguish between that which is proper and that which is not proper. Those who don't do that, pravritting-chan-evritting-chan-janan-vidura-suraha, persons who are demons, they do not discriminate between what should be done and what should not be done. So that's also a principle of devotional service, to discriminate between what is proper and what is not proper, what is actually bhakti and what is not bhakti. So if we suspend one principle for the sake of the other, then we end up with the half-chicken philosophy. We don't get anything. You chop the head off the chicken because you don't want to pay to feed it. You won't get the eggs out the back. You have to take the chicken as it is to get the eggs. Of course, we don't eat eggs, nor do we. But we don't chop the analogous chicken in half either. So don't find fault. Don't find fault. Don't find fault. Okay, that's an important principle. But there's also the principle of discriminating and guiding. Guiding means telling others that this should be done, this should not be done. So if we say no fault, you don't find any fault, then we just become Mayavadis and there's no difference between fault and not fault. How did that come? That came out of my anguish at seeing the Mayavad being merged in the front door of our society. Not even in the back door, right in the front door with a red carpet and a glorious welcome as if it's the most wonderful thing that ever happened to our movement. And if we say anything, then we're fault finders. So it's a very difficult time. And then all philosophy is suspended and it just becomes sentiment. Oh, how nice. Singing so nicely. Well, what is the rascal's philosophy? That you have to see. Okay, Hare Krishna. We'll finish there.